Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, August 31st, 2010. Palestinian delegation arrives in Washington to start direct talks, while Israeli settlers continue their harassment to Palestinian farmers. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli military abducted five Palestinians from the Bethlehem area, Palestinian sources reported. According to local sources, Israeli military vehicles invaded some villages in the area in the early hours of Tuesday morning and abducted five residents. Their names remain undisclosed. In the northern West Bank, a group of Israeli settlers opened fire at a group of Palestinian farmers while working on their lands near the village of Deristia near Salfit. The head of the village council, Nazmi Salman, said that three farmers were surprised to see around 10 settlers coming towards them on horses and shooting at random. Three farmers had to flee in order not to be hurt. Witnesses reported that the farmers were fertilizing their olive orchard in preparation for the harvest season in October when the settlers attacked them. The witnesses said that the settlers came from the nearby settlement of Emmanuel, adding that settlers from many other settlements threaten the farmers and try to interrupt the olive harvest season every year. In other news, Egyptian police arrested a Palestinian man said to be a member of Hamas at the entrance of the northern Sinai district, the Ma'an News Agency reported. Egyptian sources reportedly said that the man did not have any identification documents and came from the Gaza Strip to Egypt through one of the tunnels in the southern Gaza Strip border with Egypt. The sources added the man was carrying $5,000 and he revealed no information about being in Egypt. In political news, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas arrived in Washington in preparation for the kickoff of the direct talks with Israel scheduled for Friday. President Abbas is accompanied by a number of senior Palestinian officials, including Dr. Saeb Erekat, head of the Negotiation Affairs Department in the Palestinian Liberation Organization. The direct talks will start despite of the concerns presented by a number of Palestinian leaders in the occupied Palestinian territories. Palestinian Authority had preconditioned engaging in direct talks by Israel's freeze of all settlement activities in the West Bank and stoppage of the home demolition in East Jerusalem. Israel rejected the preconditions, and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told his ministers on Sunday that he never promised the United States administration to extend the settlement freeze in the West Bank settlements. However, the Palestinian Authority was under heavy pressure during the proximity talks supervised by the U.S. envoy for the Middle East, George Mitchell, to re-engage in direct talks. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and Hassan Qassis.